your praise, and treasures that fade are never enough. Then you came along and put me back together, and every desire is now satisfied here in your love.
Powerful way just to worship the Lord this morning. Let's all stand if we can. So we open up our service and we just praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. I'm about to hug.
Bless your Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Absolutely. May he get all the glory.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Just like in the song, there's nothing my God can't do.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Just praise the Lord. Just praise God. So good to see y'all this morning. Really excited about this journey that God has got us on. And I know he has a plan for each and every one of us. Glad y'all were able to make it with us. Those of you watching on the feed this morning, welcome, welcome, welcome to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. Or if you watch this at a later date, make yourself at home. Let the Lord minister to you, because it's not about us. It's all about him. We serve a mighty God. Praise God. We're going to open up with prayer this morning. If you have a prayer request this morning, just show by the raising of your hand. Oh, God, it's great. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Dear Lord, as we gather together, Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord, dear Lord, ready to receive your word, dear Lord, ready to receive your Holy Spirit, and dear Lord, ready to release those things that are binding us down. Dear Lord, we thank you again for allowing us to gather, Lord, for the freedom we have to come together in your name, and dear Lord, to open up your word. Dear Lord, as we get together this morning, dear Lord, for this service, for those here or those watching, Lord, you see the hands that were raised, dear Lord, you know the depths of our heart. Lord, we just release those situations to you. We thank you for healing. We thank you for protection, for guidance, for that direction that you give each and every one of us each and every day, dear Lord. May we be in tune with you and, dear Lord, hear your word and be guided by you and the Holy Spirit, dear Lord. We thank you again, dear Lord. We ask you just to bless each and every ministry that comes forth from this congregation. Lord, bless our pastor and, dear Lord, and everything that he does in his family, Lord, strengthen them, dear Lord. And not just here, but in our children's church, dear Lord, in our Sunday schools and all, like as I said, all the other ministries that go forth from every generation and every age. But dear Lord, most of all, we just want to praise you. Lord, you deserve everything that we can give you, dear Lord, and more too. Lord, we just love and praise you, and we thank you again. And in the precious name of Jesus, we all pray to you, and we all say, amen, amen. Let's give him one more hand clap of praise. Praise God, praise God. We've got the Children's Church up here with us this morning. Welcome, to, glad to have them with us. While you're all standing, turn to page 235. He set me free. I've had this on my mind this morning. Praise God. all what He did. Amen. And that's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. You may be seated if you can. Just praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead, and I'm looking forward to what the drama team has for us this morning. And the little ones, and just love them. Just excited about what God's doing in their lives. May they be inspiration to us, as I know the little children, as their smiles and their true faith, that we be just like those little children. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and take up the morning offering. Just want to remind everybody, we've been announcing about revival that Brother Jefferson Morrow will be doing it for. We're going to come in to minister. It starts tomorrow night. But why can't it start? Let's let it start today. We talked about it Wednesday night. Let it start now with those great expectations of what God's going to be doing. But it's officially the 23rd through the 25th. It'll be this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Starts at 7 p.m. But an add-on, there will be offering some food from 6 p.m. to 6:40 over in the Curtis Center. And we'll have the prayer rooms open prior to service. We'd love to invite each and every one of you that want to pray. It'll be downstairs when you come in. We just want to turn everything over to God. This is His time. And we're just going to release it Him. I know we're stepping out of the norm. I know everybody's got their routines at work. And hopefully you can work everything out no matter how busy our lives are. And we can take time and just worship. Invite somebody. Bring your family. Bring your friends. And just really looking forward to a mighty move of God. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord to bless our morning off?
Yes, sir.
Please. Yes, Lord.
Thank you for all the blessings. Blessings for all the talk of the Lord. Blessings for everything. Blessings for all the children, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, Before we sing, we're going to sing Chain Breaker. But I don't know how y'all feel, but I'm expecting some chains to be broken this week. Everybody in this church has got somebody in your family or your friend or something that needs some chains broken. And if they're not here, you need to be here to believe for them that those chains are going to be broken. We got to get some chains broken around here. I've got a couple of friends right now. I mean, they are bound down. And I am praying. And I know some other people are praying for other people too. That those chains are going to be broken today. We don't have to wait till tomorrow to revival start. They can be broken today. So y'all just be thinking about everybody you know. Get them here. Get them here. We can get them chains broken for them. Well, we can't break them chains, but we can get them here and God can break them chains.
You've been walking the same old road for miles and miles. If you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies. If you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, He's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, He's a chain breaker. Dead of night, we've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know they just ain't right. There's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, He's a pain taker. If you feel saving, He's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, He's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, then you'll receive it. Somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, then you receive it. If you can't feel it, somebody testify. You got pain, He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, He's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, He's a chain breaker.
If you need freedom or saving, He's a prison shaking.
He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, He's a prison-shaking savior. If you've got chains, He's a chain breaker. If you've got pain, He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, He's a prison-shaking savior. If you got chains, He's a chain breaker. If you need freedom or saving, He's a prison-shaking savior. If you got chains, He's a chain breaker.
You've got pain,
He's a pain taker. If you feel lost,
Can I get a witness? Amen. He's a chain breaker. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. He didn't put the chains on us, but he can certainly break the chains off.
Hallelujah.
Reminded of a couple of men who were thrown in prison. Their hands and feet were made fast in stocks.
Amen.
And at midnight, they were on social media. At midnight, they were sleeping and slumbering.
No.
At midnight, they began to sing and praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. In the midst of a prison, with their hands and their feet fast in stocks, they had something to praise God for. And I'm wondering why folks who are free today, folks who are not in prison, folks who are not bound, can't find something to praise God for. Amen. I thank God that He is, in fact, a chain breaker. He broke my chains many, many years ago. And I'm free because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. My Lord, if you can testify to that fact this morning, give Him praise. Hallelujah. What a mighty God. Glory to God. I too am in anticipation of what God's going to do. I have no idea. Man, that's all right. God didn't check with me. He didn't ask me about the time slot. He didn't ask me what we had prepared after service or what we was going to do. But you know what? I'm expecting Him to show up.
Amen.
Amen. And when He shows up, things will be done. Amen. Amen. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We haven't seen it yet, but I believe we're going to see mighty things done by Almighty God. The evangelist is not going to do it. Praise team's not going to do it. Musicians are not going to do it, although they're a part of it. But God's going to do it. Amen. Glory to God. If you have your Bibles this morning, go with us to the book of Hebrews, the faith chapter. That's chapter number 11. Beginning with verse number 23. Hebrews chapter number 11, beginning with verse number 23. When you get there, say, praise the Lord. From the wonderful and beautiful words of the Bible. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child. And they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. And by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Amen. Can we bow our heads in prayer? Brother Chris, would you ask the Lord's blessing and His anointing this morning? Grant it, Lord. Yes, Lord, grant it. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. I don't know what you came to do, as the song says, but I came to praise the Lord. I said, I came to give honor and glory to my Lord and Savior. Whether it be through song, testimony, the word, whatever it is, as Brother Jim said, everything that's done here is for the glory and honor of God. This morning, if I beg your prayers this morning, that you pray that God would give us the anointing and the deliverance. I want to bring a message entitled, Come Out of Hiding. Come out of hiding. Friend, today it's time that the church came out of hiding. Brother Eddie, we ain't hiding. Well,
if we're not hiding, we're just kind of staying by the wayside, waiting, anticipating, and that's good. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. But how many knows there comes a time to make a choice and a decision? And if I had Brother Joshua here this morning, I might hand him the microphone. I say, Brother Joshua, tell us what the church must do. Maybe Joshua would take the microphone. He said, choose this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I need a commitment today. God needs a commitment today. It's time that we make that decision and make that choice, amen, that we're not going to try to hide our salvation anymore. It's time to come out, regardless of who it offends. Let me tell you, when I was in the world, the Word of God offended me. But thank God that it did, amen, because it brought me to an altar of repentance. It made me know and realize that without the shed blood of Jesus Christ, I had no hope of glory. But a preacher told me, regardless of your past, regardless of what you've done, God will have mercy upon you, and His grace is sufficient. So it's time that we as Christians come out of hiding. I'm tired of having to offer up, amen, reasons that I am a born-again Christian. I'm tired of mealy-mouthed people, man, apologizing for living a holy and righteous life. If anybody ought to be apologizing, it ought to be the sinful state of this world. Apologizing for the abomination and the perverseness that's going on, even as we speak in a pulpit this morning, there is some perverse ways in the world today. That's the ones who need to be apologizing. That's the ones who need to fall on their knees in an altar of repentance and ask God, please forgive me. Have mercy. But let me, if I may, relate the story of Moses to the birth of the church. Moses was anointed of God even in his mother's womb, I believe. I believe God had a purpose for him. It took several years for that purpose to be made known. Man, how many knows that God doesn't get in a hurry? Amen, but He does it right. And you know the story, there was a decree that all the children, the male children that were born were going to be killed by Pharaoh. And Moses' mother, she conceived a plan. She decided that she would hide him and not tell anybody, not even the relatives or anything, about this little baby boy that was born. But after 3 months, she realized that she could no longer hide him. So she developed a plan. You Bible readers and you Sunday school attenders know that she made and fashioned a little basket, and she placed Moses, that little child, in that basket and released him, somebody said, into the Nile River, into the hands of God. Come on. Like some of us need to take our problems, our issues, our afflictions, our anxieties, our stress, our worry, and we need to put them in a faithful basket and release them into the hands of God and say, God, I can't do it, but You can. Man. And even God had a plan. Pharaoh's daughter saw the little basket. She asked some of her servants to retrieve it, and you know the story. She took Moses into the palace to raise him as one of her own. And you know the story. There was his sister, and she suggested that
Moses' mother. She didn't call him that, but she would be a good nurse for the child. Now, he was raised in a palace, but mother was nearby. Come on. Mothers and fathers, we have an obligation. We have a duty. Amen. To plant the seed of salvation into our children's hearts and minds. And if Moses' mother could do it in a palace, we can do it. Oh, my children are growing up and they don't want to hear it. Plant that seed. You may never know when that seed might take root. It may take root later on in years, but you continue planting that seed. So the Bible says here that by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, one definition says when he matured, when he began to realize that something in his life was missing. Have you been there? We were raised in the comfort and the protection of a loving family and a home. But I want to shake you up a little bit. Mom and dad may be full of the power of God and raise you in the fear and admonition of God, but there's one point in your life you're going to have to make a decision. Amen. We can't go to heaven on mother's salvation. It takes an individual walk with God. Children of God, young person today, I don't know what you're waiting for. There comes a time in our life when we begin to mature and begin to realize we can gain the whole world and lose our soul. And we have to make that decision to follow Christ. We have to come. If mother could do it, she'd have done it. If daddy could do it, he'd have already done it for you. But there's a time we got to realize that we got to make a choice. By faith, Moses, when he came to years or he matured, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Now, we read that sometimes and we're saying, well, he just denounced his wealth. He denounced his position. But I see something else in that. When I came to an age of maturity, has nothing to do with what certain year it was. You can strike off the familiar belief that it's automatically when you reach age 12. I don't believe that. But I believe when we come to an age of maturity and we realize and begin to realize what is right and what is wrong and the messages that we've heard and the Bible that we've read lets us know that we're going to have to make a choice, and that choice is simple. It is either heaven or hell. Then we must do something about that. Moses refused to be called the daughter of Pharaoh. There came a point when I refused to be called a person of this worldly nature. It's not the easiest choice. I'm going to get with you, young people. Some of your friends will ridicule you. Some of them will laugh at you in scorn. I went through that. Some of them will quit having anything to do with you. Oh, you just think you better than everybody else. I said, no, I think I'm worse than anybody else. That's the reason I came to Jesus. Amen. Because I knew that I couldn't do anything about it. I couldn't make myself better. But I know a man who can. Hallelujah. I know a man who came and died on the cross of Calvary for people just like me. It's not an easy choice, but it is the right choice. It is the only choice when it comes to eternity. Today is the day of salvation. Wake up, church. Wake up, young person. Wake up, backslidden person. Today, right now, is the time to get your heart right, to ask Jesus to come into our life. Don't put it off. Don't wait. Don't wait. Hallelujah. There's a time of choices and commitment. Moses made the choice.
that forever changed his life. Oh, can I just see your hand raised? Aren't you glad you made that choice? That will forever change your life. Troubles come from time to time. But that's all right. Because of Jesus, I'm not the worrying kind. Amen. My faith is in Jesus Christ. Regardless of what I experience in this world, it has forever changed my life. 3 months hid as a baby. Lived in protection. A wonderful environment. I want to relate something to you. Because of the love of my parents and grandparents, as the old adage, I was raised in church. Just because I was raised in church don't mean I got a free ticket to heaven. Come on, I had to make that choice. But I can tell you this. I lived in a protected environment. Prayers were going up for me on a daily basis. Little did I realize then, but now I'm thankful for every one of them. Not only my parents, but grandparents on both sides were praying. Not only for me, but my brother and all the children and grandchildren, that we would make a decision to serve the Lord. Amen. Thank God for that. But we lived in a protected environment. During that time of being carried to church, you know, Mom and Dad did not ask me, do you want to go to church? Thank God. It was not an option. It was not an option. Amen. I was carried to church as a child, drugged to church as a teenager. Amen. And later on in life, amen, finally, I received that desire to come into the house of the Lord. But where I'm going with this, during all of my time, the church seemingly was a protected environment. Even as a sinner, I could feel the Holy Spirit. Thank God for it. Sometimes I didn't know what it was, but it felt good. Amen. I still wasn't ready to make that decision, but thank God I was introduced to it. But I don't recall a time until just in recent years where the church was put down or ridiculed or disrespected. A lot of folks maybe didn't agree with church, didn't agree with those who went, but I don't remember them disrespecting the church as they are today and disrespecting those who have made that commitment to serve God. And many of those of you of my generation, and maybe even younger, probably can relate to that too. But that's changing. How many knows that that's changing? I mean, we're called all manner of names. We got people openly confessing that they are atheistic in nature and in belief, and there is no God. And we're ridiculed for believing that there is a God. We're called ignorant. We're called unlearned. We're called all manner of names. There comes a time when the church has got to realize that we're going to choose the pleasures of God over the pleasures of sin and be proud of the fact, regardless of what they call us, regardless of how they treat us, amen, because I got news for you. Every single thing we're going through is going to be worth it after all. Hallelujah. So Moses made the choice to leave that protected environment, to leave the riches and the current lifestyle that he was in. And I'm not going to get up here and tell you that lifestyle of sin is uncomfortable. It's not. What are y'all looking at me like that for? Come on, these things in the world is plumb enjoyable to the flesh. And you can enjoy your way all the way to hell. He could have stayed in that palace. He could have said, God, I'm not going to do what you want me to do. I'm not going to follow you. I'm not going to listen to you. You want me to give all of this up? Heard one fellow tell me, he said, you know the reason I don't ask the Lord to save me? Because I'll have to give up the world. I said, you sure will. Amen. But what He'll give you back in return for that, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man. The joy unspeakable, the peace, the contentment, all of this, and heaven too. God will give you that if we'll just give Him our life. Moses realized it means nothing. It means nothing. Come on. So he chose rather, amen, to suffer the affliction. That's actually what the Bible says. Of his people. Than to stay and enjoy the pleasures of a sinful lifestyle. That's the reason Satan makes it so hard for people to repent and give their life to the Lord. Because those things in the world are very pleasurable. And they're very alluring. Especially to young folks. Especially to those who are geared to pleasing the flesh rather than pleasing the Spirit of God. So Moses said, you know what? He sought greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. Now, did he see those? No, only by faith. Did he know where he was going? I don't believe he did. Did he know what God was going to do for him later on? I don't think he did. But he knew he had to leave that lifestyle. Wake up, church. Wake up, young person. You need to leave that lifestyle. Come on. That lifestyle is nothing but geared to your flesh and the desires of your flesh. I've been there. I know what it is. And it's not easy to turn your back on that. But it is the inevitable choice that we all must make to make heaven our home. So he denounced his position and inheritance in Egypt. Basically, he left. No title, no riches, no wealth. And just began to go as a fugitive. You know, he had to leave as a fugitive because his anger arose and he killed one of the Egyptian guards. And word got around and he said, you know what, I got to leave. And he went. Went into the wilderness, into the desert. Met a man there and became his shepherd, basically. Married that man's daughter. Had a child there. But he left the palace and the wealth and the riches and the inheritance. And now he's on the backside of the desert watching some sheep. I said, my Lord, Brother Eddie, we have to do all that? Guess when God chose to speak to him? Not in the palace. Not when he was being raised by Pharaoh's daughter. But when he was on the backside of the desert. Glory to God. He looks up and he sees something he ain't never seen before. Glory to God. How many remember? Anybody got the Holy Ghost? I said, has anybody in the house got the Holy Ghost? You remember when you looked and you saw something you had never seen before and all of a sudden you realized, well, I don't know what that is, but I want to see about it because I want the same thing that that person's got. I remember when I saw people filled with the baptism of the Spirit of God. They changed their life. They changed their complexion. Everything became new. And he saw the fire that was burning and it wouldn't burn out. I said it was not consumed. It kept on burning. It'll burn on the backside of the desert. It'll burn in the most terrible situations. Hallelujah. So he went, turned aside to see this great sight. The voice of God spoke, said, take your shoes off. You're on holy ground. Glory to God. And he began to speak to him there. I don't know. Moses was human. Maybe begin to realize, did it take all of that to get to this point? Because he began to realize that God had great and mighty things in store for him. Not to praise Moses, but to praise God. He used Moses because Moses was a willing vessel. Because he was willing to come out of the hiding. He was willing to denounce his sinful lifestyle and the things that brought pleasure to him for a path, basically, and you'll agree with me, that is an unknown path. We know that because later on, not only did he denounce his position and inheritance, but he disregarded the wrath of the king. Come on. I think we got too many Holy Ghost-filled persons fearing Satan. I've heard people say, man, we had such an awesome, powerful service tonight. I know the devil's going to be on my case in the morning. Guess what? You just spoke it into reality. I want to be like David. David didn't wait for the lion to come to him. David didn't wait for the bear to come up. He saw him and he went after him. He was watching over his daddy's sheep. Amen. But when he saw that lion, he went after him. He went after that bear. Why? Because he knew that they were up to no good. Don't wait till that lion comes into your life. Go after him in the name of Jesus. You can, with the power of God, defeat the enemy. You don't have to fear the enemy as long as you serve God. Church, if anything this week, let's come out of hiding. Come on. Let's quit being bashful. Let's quit being ashamed. Let's hold the banner high that God is on time. And He's an almighty God. Hallelujah. But He didn't know the path. Just as I didn't know the path. I just knew what was behind me. And what behind me was misery. Although it glittered and looked good, the end result was misery. Moses, by faith, in verse number 27, he forsook Egypt. Need to forsake the world and the desires of the world. And the desires of the flesh. And I know an argument that I have heard during my ministry. But I just don't know if I can live it by myself. You can't. That's the reason we need the Spirit of God within us. But with Him, nothing is impossible. And you know, a lot of people think they have to give up everything to serve God. No, you just have to put Him first. And then He says, these other things I'll add unto you. You'll be amazed. Some of the things that you thought were so important, all of a sudden, are not near as important as they used to be. The most important thing in our life is to follow God, to be faithful to Him, to ask Him to be the Lord and Savior of our life. Verse number 27, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, not fearing what the enemy is going to do to me. Amen. Because he that is within you is greater than the enemy, greater than anything that will come against you. And he endured. Church, it's time for us to endure. How did he endure? As seeing him who is invisible. My Lord. That's where faith comes in. To believe, even though we can't see him, that he is with us. And that his strength and his power will continually hold us up and make a way for us, even in the wilderness, even in the desert, even through terrible and trying times that I believe that we are in now. But folks, don't get discouraged. Don't lose heart. Or as the Bible says, don't faint. Faint not. Don't lose heart. Amen. Because the end result is going to be worth it after all. Not only that, after Moses was moved on by God and directed to go back to Egypt, and the original Pharaoh was dead now, and his son was in place, and he was not nearly as compassionate as the first Pharaoh. And Moses, knowing that he could be killed, knowing that maybe there was still that memory that he had killed an Egyptian soldier and they might take him and put him in bond still, he chose to obey God, and he walked before Pharaoh, and basically as the plagues began to come, Pharaoh told him, he said, next time, and I'm paraphrasing that, next time I see your face, basically I'll kill you. You go away from me now, but the next time we see face to face, you will die. And I just see old Satan just huffing and puffing. Said, you're not going to be able to make it. You're going to backslid. You're going to turn back to the world. You're going to do all that thing. But you know what? Moses realized that his faith was in God. His strength was not in himself. He constantly, was dependent on the power of God. Through the Red Sea, through the raining down of the manna, through the quail that walked into the camp, through every enemy, that was defeated. Moses knew that it was the power of God. Church, we can do it through the power of God. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. There will come a time of deliverance. I don't know when, I don't know how, but I know, that God's going to have the church, and He's going to have a remnant, and we will be victorious. Minor setbacks, come on, they're going to come. We don't have the promise, that we won't be afflicted. We won't have the promise that we won't be sick. We won't even have the promise that we won't be persecuted or ridiculed. But we do have the promise that He will never leave us nor forsake us. And He will, in fact, make a way. I can't, with the utmost urgency, declare unto you the need to get your life right. Brother Eddie, have you seen something? No. We all see things. We see the Bible fulfilling itself on a daily basis. I don't have a time chart. I just know that I want to be ready, because in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we could be changed, or we could lose the breath that God has given us. We don't have the promise of tomorrow. Please, with the utmost of urgency, if you're not ready to meet the Lord, let this be the day that you invite Him into your life. Make that decision to come out from the world, man, and be ye separate. Be ye a child of God. The Bible says peculiar people. That don't mean we're weird. If you look at that Hebrew word, that means we're chosen. We are a chosen people of God. Thank God that He chose me. Even when I was in sin, even when I was in that place of pleasures of this world, He pricked my heart and He convicted me of that lifestyle, and He brought me to an altar of repentance. I could never, ever thank Him enough. In fact, it's going to take me an eternity to love Him and thank Him. Amen. Would you stand this morning? This pastor loves you. And my desire is to see each and every one of you in heaven. Amen. Not waiting till the last minute to get things right. Now is the day. Today is the day to get things right. With every head bowed, every eye closed, every saint of God praying. Listen, if you're uncertain, if you really don't know that you have that relationship with the Lord, maybe you're trying to live a good life. Maybe you're trying to obey the Ten Commandments. And all of that is wonderful and good. But without the precious blood of Jesus Christ applied to our sinful life, I don't find any other way that we can make heaven our home. And we must repent. We must confess before God of our lifestyle and ask Him to come into our life. If there's one here under the sound of my voice, one in this congregation, please, please disregard those around you. Don't pay any attention to what anybody will say or think, but come down to this altar. Come down to this altar today and give your life to Christ. Is there one? I won't linger the service. I've said often times, if I can't make you come to the altar, or if the Spirit of the Lord can't make you come, I certainly can't. So God bless you. I take it that every one of us is ready to meet the Lord. God bless you is our prayer. We love you. If you have a need from the Lord, you come forward this morning and we'll pray for you. Maybe your heart is longing for someone else, and maybe you want to stand in on their behalf. God is a powerful God.
Thank you. we come right now. We denounce the spirit of fear that has come upon this world. God, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. God, you're a shepherd. You're the healer of us. Our God is storing our head.
Break every chain. Break Forsaken or seen
the Lord on the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name.
Nothing compares to the promise that we have in you. Church, if you love Him, give Him praise in this house. One more time. One more time. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. If this is any inclination of what God's about to do there in this next week, I want to be a part of it. Amen. We don't know what God has in store, but I will assure you, amen, it'll be great. Hope that you're making plans to come be with us, not only tonight, but during revival tomorrow night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night as well. Amen. Praise God. Let's continue to entertain the Spirit of God as He's in this place. Can't love Him too much. Can't praise Him too much. Glory to God. Those of you that are around, continue to worship the Lord. Some may have to be dismissed. Brother Jim, would you come? Dismiss us with a word of prayer. God bless you. Understand we love you from the depths of our heart.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise God. By faith. By faith. We know God's healing. We know He's touching. And we know that He is with us each and every hour. Praise God. Looking forward to seeing y'all back with us this evening.
Yes.
For those of you that need to leave, we're going to go ahead and have a dismissal prayer. For those of you that are still worshiping, continue. Let the Lord just minister.
Yes.
Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we humbly come to you right now, dear Lord, and thank you for your presence. Dear Lord, we thank you for the Holy Ghost. Dear Lord, we thank you for your mercy. For that peace that only you can give each and every one of us, dear Lord, for answering our prayers, dear Lord, for allowing us, dear Lord, the opportunity to come directly to you in the name of Jesus. And dear Lord, we love you and we praise you, dear Lord, and as we prepare to take a short intermission to be back this evening and for this week coming forward, Lord, we just ask you just to guide us, direct us, keep us safe in our back and forths, dear Lord, and we just thank you for your many blessings, and we give you all the honor and glory. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Lord.
Because you prayed on high, because you held. Savior. and you know that you can't give up now, because you